My 14-year-old son recently struggled a few nights with insomnia. I soon learned from this bleary-eyed teenager that a school bully had called him out again. "I had a big fight with him last year, Dad," he says. At 6'3", my kid's the tallest student at middle school. I affectionately call him Longboard, but the height also draws the occasional bully. A yard monitor noticed the bully throw the first punch. The altercation stopped after my boy landed a few hits and absorbed a kick near the groin. Longboard figures he can beat the bully this time, but he's scared it will hurt. "It will hurt," I tell him, but promise not to tell his principal. He's afraid to the point of tears that school peers will brand him a wimp if I do. Instead, I ask his gym teacher to watch out for my son and trouble on the QT. I fret about weapons. My kid assures me the jerk uses just his fists and feet, nothing else. Fight day arrives. I learn that my son's best friend has told the bully he will fight him also, right after his bout with the tall guy. No punches thrown, problem solved for now. Except that I seem to have inherited the insomnia. It's 3 a.m, and I obsess about my own bully who has been hanging around my government work site and has started maligning my job performance to superiors. How bad will my position, reputation, be hurt by this jerk? Will filling out a hostile work environment form make me look like a whiner? Middle school jumps to middle-aged mind. I grin despite my desperate thoughts. Too bad I can't have my best friend convince my bully to back down. I could snore as soundly as Longboard now does. With a perspective, I'm John Dorrance.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.